The number of BC students in grades 7 to 12 who engaged in self-harm in the past year is up a shocking amount, but fewer of them have tried alcohol, cannabis or tobacco than at any time in the past 3 decades. Those are some of the findings of the 2023 BC Adolescent Health Survey, which covered topics such as home life, mental health, relationships and school experiences. The survey, released Wednesday, pegs the number of students engaging in self-harm, such as cutting or starving themselves, at 24%, up from 17% in the last survey, done in 2018. "The fact that self-harm has gone up to 1 in 4 was what was really shocking to me," said Annie Smith, executive director of the Vancouver-based McCreary Center Society, the nonprofit organization that conducted the survey. 17% had done so on multiple occasions within the past year. "Even though most students are not involved in such activity, it's a concerning rise," Smith said. "The survey results are both encouraging and concerning," she said. "Even though fewer youth are trying things like alcohol, cannabis and tobacco, the data show young people who do use these substances are more likely to be doing so at a younger age than they were before the pandemic." 28% of students surveyed in 2023 said they had tried alcohol before their 13th birthday, up from 23% in 2018. The survey has been conducted 7 times since 1992 by the McCreary Center Society. Last year, it was completed by about 38,500 students from 59 of BC's 60 school districts. It's considered representative of about 98% of BC youth in grades 7 to 12, covering those aged 12 to 19. Smith said she was happy to see from the survey that more Indigenous students can speak at least a few words of an Indigenous language, up to 32% from 28% in 2018. But the survey found that more students in general are struggling. "The number of students reporting that their lives are going well dropped to 66% from 73% in 2018. It seems to be a slow road back to return to the gains we were making before the COVID-19 pandemic," Smith said. "And I see the relatively high percentages of youth who were struggling with their mental health, had experienced violence and abuse, and were struggling to see a positive future for themselves as a real call to action. That action could include creating more mental health teams for children and youth," Smith said. "A lot of communities still don't have that," she said. "We also really need to look at the reasons young people are not accessing the services and the care that they need. So many of them didn't know where to go for information about mental health or sexual health. More students are reporting experiencing the loss of someone due to overdose, 8% in 2023, up from 5% in 2018. As for sexual activity, some students are engaging in riskier behaviors," said Smith, noting use of withdrawal as a method of birth control has increased. "The number of youth saying they use condoms has declined from a peak of 69% in 2013 to 57% in the 2023 survey, while 15 or 16 was reported as the age range when sexual activity tends to start." Vaping is one area where Smith was encouraged by the survey responses, the percentage reporting in 2023 that they had vaped, 26%, was lower than the percentage who had vaped in the month preceding the 2018 survey, 27%. "Compared to 5 years ago, it wasn't as bad as I was thinking it would be," Smith said. "It is a concern for sure, and we've definitely seen that if young people are vaping, the more likely they are to go on to smoke tobacco." Students' lack of sleep was one of the survey results that Smith said caught her off guard. "It's surprising that by grade 12, only a quarter of them are getting 8 hours of sleep," she said. The survey found that 67% of students were scrolling through social media when they were expected to be sleeping, with 60% chatting or texting and 51% doing homework. "All of the questions in the survey combined to help determine the overall health of students," Smith said. "It's because everything is so intertwined," she said. "So we see young people in poorer mental health, they've got fewer in-person friends, they're less connected to community, they're feeling less safe at school." Smith said that school districts receive the results from their own students and some are using it in programs and to address specific concerns. She also hopes that parents find value in getting a glimpse into the lives of young people. J. Bell at TimesColumnist.com.